Henry Goldkamp has established himself as a bit of a writing fixture in the arts world of St. Louis. He spends his weekdays working in his family's construction business, but on the weekends you can find him around town at his mobile office, banging out short vignettes of happiness, fear, love, and passion on his manual typewriter as sole proprietor of Fresh Poetry, Inc. That's Inc. with a K. A St. Louis native, Goldkamp says he's been writing all of his life. He got the idea for his busking style of poetry from street performers in the French Quarter of New Orleans while studying at Tulane University.
I just started doing it with poetry, with just sort of quick, off-the-cuff poems for people as I'm set up on the street with a little office, rug, lamp, desk, typewriter, dictionary. That's it.
But some ideas deserve more than a five-minute interaction, and from that came the idea for his project, What the Hell is St. Louis Thinking? Goldkamp has secured and placed nearly 40 typewriters and paper at stores, bars, parks, even in people's homes, and passersby are encouraged to stop and type out however they feel about their city and its effects in their lives. Each box is monitored and comes with info for the typist. The idea is intriguing for sure, but will it take?
The first one is this large sheet here. We don't ever need to see this again. This is just for you.
Thursday evenings at bicycle-themed watering hole, The Handlebar, are reserved for one thing, trivia night. Amidst the beers, food, and questions, one of Goldkamp's typewriters sits in the corner, largely untouched. 25-year-old Kimberly Kayback thinks it's a good idea, but she came to the bar to socialize, not to type. And if she did type, she wouldn't be too keen to write about herself.
And so I would probably make it more of a message, like, hey, Handlebar, you're awesome, or like, we have so much fun here, or this place is cool, but not like, hey, my name is Kimberly, and I live in St. Louis, and here's my situation and how I ended up here. Like, I don't want to spend time out in a social gathering like a bar to do that.
The mood changes from rowdy to retro in the eclectic and entertaining neighborhood known as the Del Mar Loop, which runs near Washington University. Upon entering record store Vintage Vinyl with his girlfriend, 17-year-old Nick Goldschmidt decided to type a simple, poignant sentence in memory of local music icon Bob Reuter, who was also his mentor.
When I met Bob and his band, they were so nice to me, and then I wrote, Bob Will Not Be Forgotten. It's not as personal as writing it down with a pencil or paper, but it kind of makes you work for it because you have to punch in the freaking keys because they're so, like, you know, it's hard. Definitely more personal than, you know, a computer.
In the kitschy and posh Central West End neighborhood, Christiana Chakudian tried out the typewriter in front of clothing store Tendenza. She shares the same insight.
I think it's really cool because I think people are always thinking random thoughts throughout the day, and so I think it's cool to see what other people are thinking and also to express yourself. I just wrote a line from one of my poems that just says, the sunshine smiles and warms my soul.
Goldkamp is planning to leave the typewriters in place through September, all the while tweeting the highlights and collecting and compiling their notes to send to a publishing contact in New York. He's optimistic about what his city has to say.
This is about as honest as a definition of the city as you can get. I mean, what better defines a city than the thoughts of the inhabitants themselves?
For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Erin Williams.